This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to spend a little time on the Biden economy. And part of the reason is I've been looking at the stock market, and here's what was in CNN. This was back in 2022. Here's what they wrote. The stock market under Biden started with a boom, but it heads into the midterm elections looking more like a bust. As of Monday, the S&P had fallen by 1.2% since Biden took office in January of 2021. This marks the second worst performance during a president's first 656 calendar days in office and since former President Jimmy Carter, according to CFRA Research. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I want to take a look at these numbers because I knew things were bad, but I didn't know how bad. Much bad news about this economy. We may do the whole show about this. They said out of the 13 presidents since 1953, Biden ranks ninth in terms of stock market performance, though at this point in office, besting only former presidents, George Bush, minus 32.8%. Now, keep in mind, Bush gets into office and we had the World Trade Center fall. So his, you can take him out. His was completely erroneous. Carter, minus 8.9%. Richard Nixon, minus 17.2%. And John F. Kennedy, minus 2.1%. I don't know anything about the rest of them, but I will give Bush a pass. And for those of you who know me, I don't like George Bush as a president. I think he did a horrible job. So, you know, I will admit it was not his fault. Says the struggles in the market are largely linked to, are you ready? High inflation, which has caused the Federal Reserve to launch a barrage of punishing interest rate hikes, which of course led to the banking issues that we're currently facing, etc. Now, that being said, I'm looking at this objectively. I don't care that it's Joe Biden. I don't care about his crooked business dealings with and his what his son has done and his, you know, what he did showering with his daughter and involving his brother in their crooked deals in the Biden crime family. This has nothing to do with that. It's strictly, purely by the numbers. And here's what I can report. This is a synopsis, and this is on factcheck.org for those of you who don't want to believe me. It was updated January of 2023, and here's a bullet point, and I'm going to go into these bullet points. The economy added 10.7 million jobs, putting the total 1.2 million higher than before the pandemic. The unemployment rate dropped back to 3.5%. Unfulfilled job openings surged with over 1.7 for every unemployed job seeker. So there's 1.7 jobs available for every job seeker. So you'd think that, you know, we'd be in negative employment. Inflation, they said, roared back to the highest level in over 40 years before slowing markedly in late 2022. Overall, consumer prices are up 14%. Gasoline is up 39.1%. I don't believe that number, by the way, in terms of census presidency, because the way they're calculating food prices and inflation when they use 1980s numbers, it would be much higher. And the reason why I can tell you this is because having gone to the grocery store and looked at the price of eggs and many of the other consumables, I can tell you the packages have shrunk and the prices have either gone up or stayed the same, even though they give you less product. And it's much higher than 14%. They go on to say this. Wages rose briskly by 9.5%, but after adjusting for inflation, real weekly earnings were down 4.1%. That number is skewed as well. And the reason why it's skewed is because wages went up, not because of wage, you know, normal pressures for wages to just rise normally, but because of pressures of employers not being able to find people willing to work at the rates that they were working before, so it forced wages up. Now, you could look at that and say, well, Kevin, isn't that a good thing? No, it's not. It's actually faking wages going up. And by the way, they didn't technically go up enough because of inflation. The trade deficit, the highest it's ever been. On pace, they said, to set a new record. They said economic growth has bounced back after two consecutive quarters of negative growth and corporate profits reached a new high. I looked at the charts, by the way. I'll talk about them in a little bit more depth. Crude oil production increased 4%. Crude oil imports up 7.5%. Gun purchases are down, declined for the second consecutive year. Number of people receiving federal food assistance increased, they said, slightly. Public health debt is up 13.7%, even as annual deficits have declined. Apprehensions of those illegally cross Southwest border in the U.S. are up 351% for the past 12 months compared with Trump last year in office. Stocks perform poorly. S&P stock index inched up 3.1%. I'm going to get actual numbers of where the stock market is right now in comparison, good or bad. And I can tell you right now, it's bad when you look at how Trump grew the stock market over the period of 4 years. What was the growth of the stock market? Now, and then where Biden picked it up. If you recall, Trump was telling you every day, record number, every week at least, every few days, record numbers. And then they threw in COVID, and he had to rebuild, and he rebuilt it, and by the time Biden inherited it, the market was back up to where it was. But I'm going to give you the actual stock numbers by index from when Biden started to where it was on close of business on Friday. You know what? We're getting close on time here. Let me just make a couple statements, and then we'll hit the numbers when we come back. And I'm telling you, these numbers are horrible. Wow. I did not realize how bad. And here's what I want to say. Donald Trump handed Joe Biden the best economy in, I think, in modern history. And I looked at the charts, and Donald Trump built this economy back twice. I'm not exaggerating. If you see the charts, I don't want to get nerdy on you, but he built the economy twice. Once COVID hit, he had to rebuild it, and he handed Biden an amazing economy, unlike the bought and paid for economy that Barack Obama handed Trump, which really was a problem. It wasn't nearly how it's presented. So we'll be back to talk about it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
When I tell you there is no good news of report for Biden's economy, I'm not exaggerating it a bit. I mean, if you are putting spin on it, you might be able to find something. But in the reality, it would be a lie. I looked at the indexes from the time Biden got in to now. And even with Trump handing Biden, if you had looked at the end of 2021, Biden looked like a god. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Biden looked like King Kong because he inherited Trump's economy. That's it. And I can sugarcoat it, and I know leftists are going to, you Republicans are always making excuses. Look, folks, I studied this. I went and looked at it and said, wait a minute, because I remember a Democrat telling me, Democrat presidents always do so well. So I look at Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton outperformed every president. I'm telling you, the numbers, they don't lie. He rode the Ronald Reagan economy. And then the Republicans rode him. And Bill Clinton, I'm going to tell you, you can say what you want about him. people told me this years ago. Bill Lacey told me this. And I didn't believe him, but the Goldwater, I mean, at the Robert J. Joel Institute of Politics, where I have my fellowship, he said, Kevin Clinton was one of the best presidents ever. And I remember going, yeah, Bill, you, whatever, whatever. Bill Lacey, you were right. Bill Clinton, unquestionably in the numbers and his policies, for all intents and purposes, the man was a Republican. So, Democrats, you can take credit all you want, but Bill Clinton acted like a... You know why Bill Clinton ran under Democrat? Because I don't think he thought he could get elected as a Republican. Think about it. He had scandals, female scandals. That would have... Jennifer Flowers, Paula, what's-her-face, all those would have killed him as a Republican. As a Democrat, they hid it. They do exactly what they did with Biden. Bill Clinton did three strikes rule. Bill Clinton... put more cops on the street. I could go on. If you take Bill Clinton's name off of legislation, you think he was Reagan. You think he was Trump. Pro-law enforcement, pro-safety, balancing the budget, three strikes, welfare to work. Holy crap, man, what could we have wanted? I don't know what we were smoking at the time, but... Take away Monica Lewinsky, and this dude was unquestionably one of the best presidents ever. Now, I would tell you this, his policy towards Africa stunk. They were trying to make him out to be Mr. Pro-Black and all that. And quite frankly, I don't really care. I'm not trying to say I don't care about Africans. I'm saying I care about Americans first. And they were, you know, we were doing as Republicans, we were doing everything we could to demonize the guy, and it worked. But I'm telling you, if you look objectively at Bill Clinton's numbers, he's second to none in his policies. That probably breaks some people's hearts. So, I got a whole different take on him. Now, Hillary, whole different deal. Hillary is a product of the establishment and going to toe the line. Her husband? Rethink it, folks. Anyway, under Joe Biden, the Dow Jones has gained roughly 3% per year, total of 6%. Under Trump, the Dow gained 56% at an annualized gain of 11.8%, or roughly 12% per year. But here's what I can tell you. Trump's Dow would have probably been something like 88% with an annualized gain of roughly, say, 20% per year, had they not, at the very end, done Wu Flu on him. He was headed for... The only person who he wasn't going to beat was Clinton. The S&P under Biden is up 6% over 2 years, 3% per year, give or take. Under Trump, the S&P gained 67%, annualized 13.7% gain. So 3% gain versus almost 14% gain per year is what we're looking at. Trump versus Biden. And by the way, the first year, Biden, which I believe belongs to Trump, all these numbers are skewed. The first year, Biden was better than everybody. Better than the only person Biden didn't beat year one, for the most part, was Clinton. The NASDAQ, which is a made up of all of the, mostly the tech companies, it is down 9%, roughly 4.5% per year, or 4% per year annualized. Under Trump, the NASDAQ gained over 100% and is a whopping 24.2% annualized. So while Biden is losing money in tech shares, Trump gained money in tech shares. And we'll get into some of the layoffs, because this is what's really going to be shocking to some people. How bad the economy really is, and what they're not telling you. But the way you can look at it, you can't be looking... Well, you can look at it two ways. One, from your own personal experience. That's usually the best one. But the second best one is, who's laying off? What sectors are being influenced? Because to hear Biden and his team talk about it, they've done amazing stuff. And that's the Russell. The Russell is an index of small companies. How's the little guy doing? The biggest employers in the country are the people that have less than 100 employees. How are they doing? Under Biden, the Russell Index is down 17% over two plus years. So it's annualized losing 8% per year. Small companies losing money. How do you think that, I mean, you want to talk about who got hit during the time of COVID? I just gave you the numbers. How did the Russell Index perform under Trump? During the time of Trump, the Russell Index rose from 1,035 to 2,074, a 100% gain. 100%. With Biden, it is down 17%, and that's with Trump handing him the greatest economy, one of the greatest economies in modern history. Just putting it in perspective, folks. Those are the numbers. And then Biden comes in. He does all this crazy stuff. You know, everything's about diversity, inclusion, and equity. It's all about nonsense, strengthening the EPA, killing the oil industry, you know, tapping the strategic petroleum reserves. I could go on. And they wonder, I mean, how fast can you watch this thing go from year one to year two before you finally correct?
Jackson Radio Show.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Condemnation from the White House toward Republicans who control the Tennessee State House and their move to expel three Democrats.
The fact that this vote is happening is shocking and without precedent.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. The Tennessee Democrats say they were acknowledging the hundreds who came to call for stronger gun laws less than a week after the mass shooting at a Nashville elementary school. It's a rainy but warm mess along much of the East Coast today, thanks to that storm system that created at least one big tornado. Flooding could be a big problem around the South today. The LSU Women's Basketball National Championship team says it will gladly accept an invitation to the White House. Tigers star Angel Reese was angry over First Lady Jill Biden's original idea of inviting both LSU and runner-up Iowa. Biden walked back that plan, but Reese has not accepted the First Lady's apology. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No sector of this economy is doing well under Biden. Nothing. It's all being impacted. And, you know, we no longer have the completely empty shelves. And we've certainly fixed some supply chain issues, but I will tell you, it's still bad out there. This was in the Wall Street Journal. Stream of companies have announced layoffs in recent months as they recalibrate headcounts and tighten belts amid concerns of a slowing economy. So when I go back and you listen to what I talked about earlier, which are the Biden, the indexes and the stock market and all these different things, I'm telling you folks, you know, tighten your belts a little bit. Now, I say this while I tell you, hey, join the Backstage Club, you know, and give a couple of shekels to the Kevin Jackson Network team. And I do think we do have to do that because, let's face it, the world is going to keep on turning and we need to have people out there fighting the good fight. And if you want people to battle the $83 billion that Black Lives Matter has and you want some colored folk out there fighting for you, well, you better help finance them. Because it ain't going to get any easier if you keep letting leftists use black folks to do their dirty work to steal your money. And then you come crying to me, Kev, help a brother out. I'm like, help a brother out. You help a brother out. And then we do the, you know, who's on first with each other for, you know, a couple of years. It's not going to work. We got to get in the game. Anyway, they go on to say the job cuts at the start of the year have been mostly concentrated in the tech industry, with Facebook parent Meta, Google parent Alphabet, and Microsoft trimming their workforces. Meta said it's going to cut roughly 10,000 jobs over the coming months in its second wave of mass layoffs. And I'm going to tell you, I have no sympathy for these people. As human beings, I do. As Meta employees, I don't. They made a lot of money. They have 401ks. They got stock options. They are wealthy. They don't have to go back to work. And they were also fighting against this. They say the downsizing has shifted beyond high-tech companies to other parts of the economy, with companies including Dow and 3M. And I'm going to give you these numbers here in a bit. I'm telling you, folks, when I looked at this, it was just human interest. Oh, wow, I know they're laying off. Okay, Disney's going to lay off 7,000. Good. You know, secretly, I laughed under my breath. But then I started looking at these numbers, and suddenly the pattern started to form, right? My brain went into that mode that it goes in of going, there's more to this picture, KJ. So anyway, they said, the broader labor market has continued to add jobs. However, the U.S. employment rate, with the U.S. employment rate at 3.6% in February. So they're saying
We're at a low unemployment, so there's no reason to panic. Now, here are the companies that have announced layoffs. The number was shocking. Okay, Alphabet, Google's parent, 12,000 jobs, reducing its staff by 6%, making it, ready? The company's largest ever round of layoffs as it copes with a darkened economic outlook. Now, Google has been impervious. Google makes money. While I sit here talking, saying the name Google, I think they're probably robbing me from somewhere, saying, Kevin, you copyright infringed the name, you know, and we're going to take some more money from you. These people print money. I thought there was money in the beer industry, in the liquor industry. Compared to them, the liquor industry is begging for buttermilk. Next, we got Amazon. These are obviously, well, they are alphabetical because it was Alphabet, which is Google. Amazon says it's going to lay off 9,000 corporate jobs across units that include its profitable cloud computing and advertising businesses. Now, this is after a few months after announcing layoffs of over 18,000 mostly corporate workers in January. Chief Andy Jassy cited economic uncertainty. I'm just telling you. These are the guys that are paid to look into the future and say, what's coming? Dell Technologies said it's cutting 5% of its workforce, taking steps to reorganize its sales, customer support, product development, and engineering teams. 6,000 jobs based on 133,000 workers. That was the most recent figure they disclosed. I just noticed Dell is no longer sponsoring the Valero Open. The COO said the company had already paused hiring, limited employee travel, reduced spending on outside services. They said in a memo to employees that even those steps are no longer enough. I want you to understand what's out there, what's happening. Disney, Walt Disney is going to cut 7,000 jobs and eliminate $5.5 billion in costs as part of a corporate reorg that gives more power to content executives, puts a greater influence on sports media. Layoffs have already started. They started in March. Remember Bob Iger returned in his role as chief executive after they got rid of that putz that was making Disney into porn. So that's another one that's been hit. Here's one we use that, quite frankly, is a very good product if you think about it. It's called DocuSign. They say they're going to cut 10% of their staff, eliminating approximately 700 jobs after an early round of cuts in September. They're going to focus on the company's field operations. They said the workforce nearly doubled during the pandemic, but investors soured on the stock as the pandemic-era trends begin to normalize, and the company's now facing slowing growth. They can look at this any way they want. They can sugarcoat it. Slowing growth. Everybody came back after the scamdemic, and things supposedly went back to normal, right? So why is there slowing growth? Why is it that across the board, every one of these companies is taking a look at this? Coincidence or what? And they keep telling us, oh, no, the economy's great, Kevin. It's doing great. Now, this is one you knew about. It was probably Electronic Arts laying off 6% of its workforce. They're also going to reduce their office space footprint. The makers of Madden NFL and The Sims, they just said they didn't say how many people would let go, but it has about 13,000 employees. And they say if they do cut the number they're talking about, it'll be roughly 800 jobs. 800 jobs. Okay. What kind of jobs? Are we talking about menial jobs, or are we talking about jobs that really have an impact? What's going to happen when they cut these jobs? Do you think people working at EA are going to go out and find another job designing games? Maybe a few of them will go ahead and say, I'll do something on my own or whatever. But for the most part, you know what they're going to do? They're going to start living on their savings. They're going to start living off of their 401ks, their retirement accounts. And the government is gutting these people's retirements. It's gutting their savings. It's gutting their emergency funds. But Biden says, oh, these jobs are out there. If they are, why aren't these people filling them? And they won't be. Ericsson. plans to lay off 8,500 employees worldwide, or about 8% of its workforce, to cut costs while orders for its 5G gear have slowed in the U.S. A few days earlier, the Stockholm-based telecom company had announced 1,400 job cuts in just Sweden. So now it's 8,500 employees worldwide. That's a big payroll. IBM said it's going to cut 3,900 jobs, reducing its headcount about 1.4%. The cut stems from its spinoff of Kyndryl Holdings, Inc., and healthcare divestiture, from which the company will incur about a $300 million charge. So they're hedging their bets as well. IBM. Meta, we talked about, says it's going to cut 10,000 jobs in multiple rounds of job cuts in an effort to be more efficient in a, you ready, difficult economy. Company recruitment teams will be cut first. I already told you, many of these companies are abandoning their woke HR departments. Good. So Meta said this will be tough. This is what Zuckerberg said. But there's no way around it. No way around it. I'm going to stop here and pause for just a second to say that these are some of the largest companies in the world. Amazon, Google, Meta, IBM, Ericsson, others. They're not talking about a few hundred layoffs. They're talking in percentage points, 6%, 8% of the workforce. Now, some people, when you've been in management consulting as long as I have, you know, they take this large swath of 10%. I'm going to tell you, layoffs are normal. There's an attrition cycle for companies that is very normal. People quit, people die. It's a push-pull, push-pull. But then there are things that impact you. And I'm going to tell you, I saw this in 2008 before the bubble burst. This is the closest I've seen to it. I believe in my heart of hearts, we are at the beginning of a bubble burst. You throw in the banking stuff that we've been talking about and what Joe Biden did for inflation to kill the banking industry is killing the price of homes. You get a similar thing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
The number of companies impacted by Bidenflation and the Biden economy, wow. I'm not kidding you, folks. During the break, I'm looking at this list. I'm thinking we're getting to the end of it. This is a shocking list. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Wow. You ready? News Corp said it expects to cut 5% of its jobs, about 1,250 positions. Parent company of the Wall Street Journal publisher, Dow Jones and Company, book publisher, HarperCollins Publishers, and news organizations in the UK and Australia reported lower quarterly revenue in its most recent earnings report. Chief Executive Robert Thompson said inflation and higher interest rates had affected all of the company's businesses, and all the job cuts would affect all divisions. Okta, don't know who they are, laying off about 300 employees, 5% of its staff, was on a hiring spree during COVID. They have their software provider had 5,030 employees at the end of January in 2022. And now they are cutting big time. Philips, Royal Philips, said it would cut an extra 6,000 jobs by 2025, including 3,000 this year as part of a reorg. It's aimed at improving its performance. The job cuts are, get this, in addition to 4,000 roles that the Dutch health technology company said it would eliminate in October. Philips has grappled with supply chain issues, lower sales in China, and the fallout from the Russia-Ukraine war. In other words, Joe Biden, dang you. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The impact of this, and here's what's interesting to me. So there's tech companies. There's Salesforce type. Not Salesforce. That's one we're going to get to in a bit. But there's companies that, you know, so it's not just tech is what I'm getting at. There's all kinds of things. So there's healthcare. There's restaurants, retail stores. That's what's so shocking about all these layoffs is how many things that it's impacting. Here's one. So I mentioned Salesforce cutting 10% of its staff. CEO Mark Benioff said the company overhired at the start of the pandemic, then faced sluggish demand. See, there is supply and demand. And people find, you know, they figured out when Salesforce, when their businesses went under and they couldn't meet with people and all that, they figured out, I don't really need a CRM system. I'm going to start calling people. I'm going to get on the horn. I'm going to say, here's what I'm trying to do. And I'm going to call people. I don't need that extra stuff. It's nice to haves. A lot of these things are nice to haves. You have a lot of nice to haves in your home. But you know what you'll do when the time comes? You will tighten that belt. And then you will continue doing your show. SAP. I know a lot about this company. I used to compete against them when I sold Oracle. We'll shed 3,000 positions, you ready? After a steep drop late last year, CFO Luka Mucic said the job cuts would be spread across the company's geographic footprint, with the most happening in its home base in Germany. So lucky for us, the Germans will be the ones hit the most. It's not going to be us. This next company I don't care about. They're called Splunk. But here's one that I do have. It's called Spotify. You guys use Spotify? For music, Spotify Technology plans to cut its workforce about 6%. They have 8,600 employees. That website is mostly a music site, and you know they put the music. You know, you get the album covers, and you build your little lists and things like. You would think that Spotify is pretty much got a system that's kind of rolling on its own. I'm not saying you cut the engine off of the jet in midair, but I'm saying I wouldn't imagine they would have to cut 6% of their staff. Here's another one, Unity Software. They're going to eliminate 284 jobs. San Francisco-based, a provider of tools for creating video games and other applications. Had more than 8,000 employees before its most recent round of cuts. Verily, Life Sciences Company, a health unit of Alphabet. That means Google owns them. Laying off more than 200 employees as part of a broader reorganization. 15% of the roles at Verity are going to be impacted. The company will discontinue work on medical software program called Verily Value Suite and several early stage products, according to CEO Stephen Gillette. Sounds like Google bought them because they thought, okay, we can get into healthcare. We got all the ins and outs. We got all we bought off all the congressmen. And then they figured out, maybe it's different. I'm just guessing here. I don't know. I don't have any information on it. I'm just telling you what my thoughts are. Here's another one we use all the time. Vimeo, a video sharing platform, going to lay off 11% of its staff, making cuts amid, you ready? Slow economic growth and high interest rates and fears of a global recession. Warner Music, going to lay off 4% of its global work staff, going to cut about 270 jobs. And the CEO said, I want to be clear that this is not a blanket cost-cutting exercise. He's saying we're not just cutting, you know, to say, look, we trim the fat every now and then. We're cutting because we need to. We have strategic cuts we're making. These are not just, you know, take a cleaver to it. Yahoo, get this, laying off 20% of its workforce by the end of the year. Nearly 1,000 positions being eliminated this week. I don't know when this article was written. Was this pre-2022? I don't know. But my producers haven't gotten me an answer yet. Maybe there'll be layoffs at the Kevin Jackson Network. Zoom, laying off 1,300 workers, 15% of its staff. While its chief executive said he and other executives are going to take pay cuts. Zoom grew rapidly during COVID-19 as did its employee base. CEO Eric Yuan said the company has tripled in size in 2 years, but growth has cooled as companies call employees back to the office. So these guys were working from home and they were Zooming their calls. Not anymore. Any other sectors being impacted here at Kevin Jackson? Well, funny you would ask. Financial services. Accenture. Wow, this is a big one. Accenture is going to cut 19,000 jobs, which is 2.5% of its workforce, as a professional services company looks to slash costs and streamline operations. Layoffs are going to take place over the next 18 months. Wow. Coming from that industry, I will tell you, that's a big number. 19,000 heads getting chopped at Accenture. BlackRock, world's largest asset manager, laying off 500 employees, 3% of its total workforce. An unprecedented market environment is the reason for the layoffs. I'm quoting this. An unprecedented market environment. What is it? What's unprecedented? You want to know what's unprecedented about this market? We have a brain-dead moron who's in charge of it. Unprecedented. Maybe with the exception of Jimmy Carter. Bank of New York Mellon going to cut 3% of its workforce, 1,500 jobs. The bank had 51,700 full-time employees. Management positions being targeted. Look, all these lefties run these, they run these companies. They put in these woke policies. And you know what's happening to management? Somebody's finally going, we need to cut the head off of this chicken. So there you go. Goldman Sachs going to cut 3,200 jobs, curbing expenses to offset declines in deal-making revenue. Goldman executives have been planning since December to slash jobs. McKinsey and Company, another competitor from when I was a management consultant, going to eliminate as many as 2,000 jobs in what some would be say would be one of the largest headcount reductions that they've ever had. Restructuring for its 45,000-person staff. PayPal, laying off 2,000 employees or 7% of its workforce, say it's the latest financial technologies company to cut costs amid high interest rates in a volatile market. Retail, you already know about Bed Bath & Beyond, so I don't need to go into that one, but they're in big trouble. Carvana, in big trouble. They laid off 4,000 employees last year, and they got $7 billion of debt. FedEx, laying off 10% of its global, ready, management staffers. They've trimmed their workforce by 12,000 since the start of the fiscal year through attrition, a hiring freeze, and other headcount. Hasbro eliminating 15% of its workforce. Folks, are you getting the picture? In the time of wine and roses, according to the left, Joe Biden, all these companies have decided that the economic conditions are not favorable to them. I wonder why.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.